You are listening to the podcast, Erotica with Kelly Clark.
My boyfriend loves watching me play with his male friends, part 2. For a moment, she stood there, not moving, letting him see her large breasts and her wet pussy. A smile came to her face as she saw them look at her, the jaws open. "Come here, baby," Brian said as he pulled her by the hand toward the bed. Already hard, he quickly took off his pants while kissing her passionately. She moaned as his hot mouth left her lips and traveled down her neck to her hardened nipples. She put her hands on his head and began to push him down, down to her waiting and wanting pussy. Heather was filled with passion, wanting him to do her, wanting his cock inside of her, wanting the others to join him. She reached out and grabbed at a zipper. She didn't know whose it was, all she knew was she wanted it opened. "Oh my God," Michael whispered as she undid his zipper and reached into his pants. His breathing became labored as she began to stroke his cock. He became aware that she wanted him, so he quickly stripped off his pants and inched forward. When he was within inches of her mouth, she reached out with her tongue and licked it. "I want some of this," Tim said as she began to take off his clothes. "Me too," Morris said as he, too, removed his clothes. "Get on your knees," Brian said as he stopped licking her pussy. Beyond all passion she's ever known, Heather stopped sucking the new cock and did as she was told. "I think you should have this," he said to Morris, giving him the first try at her pussy. For a brief moment, Morris stood there, not sure of what to do. "God, that delicious," he said as he began to stroke his well-endowed manhood. Heather was unaware of what was going to happen to her as she returned to sucking Michael. She moaned slightly as Morris's mouth touched her pussy. Instinctively, she pushed back against his tongue, and was surprised at its size. She did not have time to enjoy it exclusively, as she felt Michael's cock getting hotter. She sucked harder and faster, taking in as much as she could. She knew he was about to come. As Michael leaned back and began to come down Heather's throat, Morris put his large head against her wet and hot pussy lips. She leaned back, ready to accept what she thought was Brian's cock. But as Morris's 10-inch muscle entered her, she stopped her swallowing and pushed back even more. She wanted that monster tool inside of her. "God damn. Fuck me," she screamed as Morris kept sliding his cock into her wetness. Michael, his seed in her throat, fell to the side, allowing the now hard and ready Tim to slip his cock into her mouth. Excited at having a large member inside of her, she slurped that new cock into her mouth and sucked hard. "Damn baby," Tim exclaimed as her hot mouth swallowed his entire shaft. He put his hands on her head and began to thrust his hips. She eagerly accepted his movements, sucking hard as he moved his cock in and out of her mouth. "She's one hot bitch," Morris said as he began to thrust harder and faster. "She can take me for sure." He raised his hand and slapped her ass, causing her to moan. "She loves that," Brian said as he looked at the action, stroking his cock. "Oh God," Tim said as Heather's throat began to accept his cock. He was ready to come, she was ready to swallow him whole. Give it to her hard," Brian called out as he began to stroke faster. He loved watching his lover take on three more men. It was more his fantasy to see her be a slut than it was for her to be gang-banged. "Swallow me," Tim called out as closed his eyes and pumped his love juices deep into her throat. "God, my wife never does this for me," he added as he grabbed her head and shoved his cock deeper as she sucked out the last few drops. "God, she's hot for sure," Morris whispered out as he pounded her pussy harder and harder. "She's tight, Brian, just like you said," he added as his eyes began to roll back. He was about to come. And Heather knew it. She released him from her mouth, causing him to fall back onto the bed. She grabbed the bed and pushed hard against the monster cock. Give it to me, she screamed out as she let Morris violate her hard. Give me that monster cock. Take it, bitch, he screamed back as he felt his balls tighten. God, I'm gonna come. Do it in me, she said. Fill me with your seed. Take it all, he said as he let go of all his juices into her hot and wet pussy. Damn baby, take it all. Fuck, give it to me, she screamed as she wiggled her large ass and getting so much enjoyment from his body. Oh my God, she added as she felt her knees feel weak. She fell forward as an incredible quick and powerful orgasm flushed over her body. Heather was asleep, passed out before her face hit the pillow. Well, I hope this clears up my tickets, Brian said to the men, as they were about to walk out of the hotel room. Oh, this more than does it, Michael, Officer Michael Towson, said. And if you need any more tickets fixed, please let us know, Lieutenant Morris Roberts said as he smiled at Heather, who was now awake and laying under the covers. Just call us anytime. The three officers left, leaving the two alone. Why didn't you tell me they were cops? She angrily asked. You know it's always been my fantasy to be fucked by so many cops. I know, but they insisted that you didn't know, he answered. She wrapped her arms around him and pulled him to her cleavage. You're forgiven, she said as she kissed the top of his head. The end.
Support our podcast on patreon.com/kellyclark and access the hidden content awaiting for you.